Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the R Systems Q1 2022 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touchtone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kumar. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Inva. Good morning. On behalf of our system, I welcome all participants to Quarter 1 2022 earnings conference call. We have senior management of our system with us in this call. We will start the call with opening remark on the performance of the company by Dr. Vicky, followed by financial overview by Mr. Nan and business overview by Mr. Abhira. Thereafter, we will have a closer statement by Dr. Vicky. Subsequently, we will open up for a Q&A session. Before I hand over, let me read out the customary disclaimer statement on behalf of the company. Investors are cautioned that this presentation contains certain forward-looking statements that involve risks and uncertainties. The company undertakes no public obligation to update or revise any such statement. These statements may undertake revision because of new information, future event, or otherwise. Actual results, performance, achievement could differ from those expressed or implied in such forward-looking statements. Now I'm handing over to Dr. Vicky for his opening comment. Thank you. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Kumar. Good morning, everybody, and thank you for being part of this investor call. I trust and hope all of you and your loved ones are safe and keeping well. The technology companies are continuing to be benefited by renewed focus towards adaptation of digital technologies post the pandemic. Businesses have accepted the new normal and started exploring new products, business models to convert these challenges into opportunities. We had a robust start for the year 2022, especially on revenue growth. Our revenue grew on year 39% to rupees 343 crores. That is US dollars 45.7 million. The quarter-on-quarter growth is 4.4%. The growth was backed by a strong demand environment for digital and technology services. We added 10 new logos during this quarter with higher deal sizes. The EBITDA for the quarter was 12.1% as against 13.7% last quarter and 12.5 in the same quarter last year. The quarter and quarter EBITDA margins were impacted primarily on account of salary hikes and attrition challenges. Historically, Q1 is low on margins and margins gradually improve over the year. Our efforts for rate hike and higher rack rate have started yielding results. However, the full impact of these initiatives will be reflected in the next few quarters. We've onboarded more than 80 associates to cater to the growing demand. Profit after tax was 29.7 crores as against 24.9 crores same quarter last year and 32.8 crores in quarter 4, 2021. We continue to have a strong balance sheet with the shareholder funds of rupees 493 crores and net cash balances of rupees 273 crores to support our liquidity and growth. We serve $46 million plus customers, including 7 customers contributing US $3 million plus revenues. I will now hand over to Nand Sardana, our CFO, to provide you with a detailed financial analysis.
Thank you, Dr. Reki. Good morning to all. Thank you, everybody, for attending this call. Hope you and family are safe and doing fine. Let me go into detail of each line item of profitability statement. The revenue for the quarter was Rs. 343.2 crores or $45.7 million, quarter-on-quarter increase of 4.4% and year-on-year increase of 38.5%. The increase is primarily on account of volume growth and impact of billing rate increase. We witnessed good revenue growth for our technology and digital services. We are quite optimistic for coming quarters and strengthened our delivery team to cater to growth opportunities. We have added 10 key logos during the quarter. Turning now to gross margin, it was 33.2% in this quarter compared to 34.8% in last quarter and 34.7% in the same quarter last year. Reduction of 1.6% quarter on quarter resulted from salary increments, impact of lesser billable days as offset by impact of billing rate increase. We have got rate hike from existing customers and also improved rack rate for new customers over last quarter. It has contributed 1.4% of revenue and helped us to offset the impact of salary hike. Still, we are working on these initiatives to improve margins in coming quarters. Getting down to SG&A expense line, SG&A expenses increased quarter on quarter by Rs. 2.9 crores. It was Rs. 72.1 crore in this quarter compared to 69.2 crores last quarter. The increase is mainly due to addition of new sales and key sales staff and impact of salary hikes. EBITDA in this quarter was Rs. 41.7 crore or $5.6 million compared to Rs. 45.1 crore or $6 million last quarter and Rs. 30.9 crore or $4.2 million in the same quarter last year. As a percentage of revenue, EBITDA was 12.1% in this quarter compared to 13.7% last quarter and 12.5% in the same quarter last year. EBITDA margins were mainly impacted by salary raises, lesser billable days, but to some extent helped by improvement in realization rates. We continue to witness strong pipeline for technology and digital service. This will help in further improving the EBITDA margins in coming quarters. Getting down to depreciation, the total expense was Rs. 8.2 crores compared to Rs. 8 crore last quarter and 6.3 crore in the same quarter last year. Its interest expense is Rs. 1.1 crore in this quarter compared to 1.4 crore last quarter. Interest expenses primarily due to adoption of Ind AS 116 and we are near debt free. Other income in this quarter was positive Rs. 5.1 crore compared to almost similar last quarter. Other income mainly consists of interest income and net exchange gain or losses. There was exchange gain in this quarter. At the end of quarter, we had total forward cover of $35.05 million with average rate of Rs. 77.75 and euro cover of 2.1 million with average rate of Rs. 90.97. This has already been marked to market at closing rate of 31st March. Over last 2 weeks, the rupee has depreciated sharply due to global environment and we have been taking forward covers as per our hedging policy. Our tax expense was Rs. 7.8 crore in this quarter as against Rs. 8 crore last quarter. Our effective tax rate during this quarter is 21% primarily due to SEZ benefits and lower corporate tax rate in European and Singapore subsidiaries. Net profit after tax was Rs. 29.7 crore or $4 million compared to Rs. 32.8 crore or $4.4 million last quarter. Resultant EPS for the quarter is Rs. 2.51. Getting down to the asset side in the balance sheet, total receivable including unbilled at the end of quarter were Rs. 260 crores compared to Rs. 230.8 crores at the end of December quarter. The receivable in terms of DSO was 55 days as at the end of this quarter compared to 52 days at the end of December quarter. This is mainly due to timing reason and our relation from the customer has been in line. Net cash balance were Rs. 273.4 crores at the end of the quarter compared to 277.4 crores at the end of December quarter. The reduction is mainly due to CapEx for expansion in SEZ facility and taxes paid during the quarter, along with increase in working capital due to timing reasons. We have been constantly generating cash from the business. Our system shareholder funds were Rs. 492.6 crore at the end of quarter compared to Rs. 460.3 crore at the end of last quarter. We have strong balance sheet to support liquidity and growth. With that, let me hand over to Avilalji for review of operations. Avilalji.
Thank you, Nanji, and thanks everybody for being on the call. I hope everybody is doing good. We continue to focus on digital product engineering and digital transformation projects. The strategy has helped us to get momentum. I would like to give you a brief flavor of our global operations. Digital product engineering and digital transformation continue to be the focus for us on the select key verticals like technology, telecom, finance, and insurance, healthcare, retail, and e-commerce. Our digital transformation offering includes cloud analytics, machine learning, artificial intelligence, data speech analytics, robotic process automation, IoT, Salesforce, and these continue to be our arrowhead for growth. On cloud side, we do a lot of work on cloud. That includes, we work on the leading platform like Amazon, Microsoft, Google. We are a advanced partner with Amazon, Gold with Salesforce. We see significant traction in the cloud space from our existing clients as well as the new clients that we are getting. Analytics, we see good growth in ML-AI. Almost every client talks about ML-AI, data and speech analytics today. We are currently serving many clients in this space and many of our leads come in this space. Mobility, we work on a wide range of technology devices such as Android, iOS, hybrid, web app, right from app to enterprise level applications. We had 10 key wins during this quarter. The brief of the wins are, on the product engineering side, a leading healthcare company in USA, improving the overall health and independence of patients, has engaged our system to digitize their existing platform to deliver efficiency and enhance customer experience. Another customer is a US-based data management solution that provides for law firms and legal teams. They have engaged our system to revamp the existing product, taking it to cloud using SaaS-based architecture and AI technology. So we are working on this project already. Another customer is a global provider of unified IT management solutions for security companies. They have engaged our system for their digital transformation journey using Salesforce, and we are integrating Salesforce with NetSuite and replacing their existing CRM and invoicing system. In the product engineering side, again, one of the leading telco in US has engaged our system to provide expertise in DevOps, CI/CD, automated testing to improve their delivery timeline. In Southeast Asia, a marketing company for sports brand in Southeast Asia, they wanted our system to implement Microsoft Dynamics, Business Central, and LS Retail to automate its finance, sales and distribution operation in multiple offices. In terms of our headcount, increased from 3,548 from Q4 to 3,632 in Q1. We have added 80 plus technical associates to support demand. Utilization is actually decreased from 77.1 in Q4 to 75.8 in Q1 now. We are keeping some bandwidth to handle the growth and attrition. On quarterly basis geography, North America contributes 71.5, the largest. Europe is 12.8. Southeast Asia, 12%. Rest of the world, 3.4%. On client concentration side, top 10 client contribute 22.7% with the largest 6.6%. With that brief, I hand over to Dr. Rekhi for his closing comment. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Abhiraj. We have started the financial year 2022 on a positive note with industry-leading revenue growth. Our efforts for improving the realization rates, improvement in utilization, coupled with growth, will help us report higher margins in coming quarters. Further, we have taken focused efforts for larger deal sizes to improve our margins. We continue to invest in sales, pre-sales, digital marketing, and in newer technologies. These are helping us to win larger digital transformation projects. The business outlook continues to be positive with a strong demand environment as evident from our strong sales pipeline. We are confident of continuing this growth momentum and margin expansion in the coming quarters. We endeavor to utilize our strong balance sheet to support operations and growth. This brings us to the end of our presentation today, and I will hand you back to the organizers for your questions and our answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Anyone who has a question may press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We'll take the first question from the line of Satya Narayanan, from an individual investor. Please go ahead. There seems to be no response from this line. We'll take our next question from the line of Sonal Minhas from Prescient Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes.
Hi, this is Sonal Minhas. Good morning, sir. Congratulations on a good set of results. I wanted to seek some guidance with regard to the outlook for this financial year. And given the macro headwinds that the U.S. economy, which is your largest contributor, is facing, are you seeing some slowdown in terms of conversion of new client accounts? I ask this because a large part of your customers are also startups. Hence, just wanted to seek some subjective information from you, which is forward-looking maybe for the next 1 year.
Thank you, Sonal. I think it's a good question. First of all, we don't give guidance, but suffice to say that last year we have grown 32%, and this quarter on quarter we have grown 38.5%. This quarter our revenue is 45.7 million, and quarter one had two lesser number of days. Quarter two, that is June quarter, has three extra days. Similarly, Q3 has similar three extra days. So, on a run rate basis, we are already at 184 million kind of. You see, historically, 90% is our repeat business, 10% comes from new business. So, you can, calculate. We are well on our way to kind of, do similar kind of a growth as we did last time. So that is maxim I would like to say. Coming on to the U.S. recession, yes, we are also hearing that, the inflation rates are rising and the stock market at U.S. is tumbling. We are also noticing that. But as of now, the demand environment is very good. We continue to have demand for resources. We are still to kind of, fill the gap. So, a quarter or so, what will happen, I can't say, but as of now, the demand is very good. And Aviralji, maybe you can touch upon the demand environment in our offshore facilities.
Yeah, right now, as Nandji rightly mentioned, the challenge is of having the people, hiring more people than the demand. Demand is very high today, supply is a challenge. We are trying to hire as many as we can. We have ramped up our recruitment engine actually. So we see good traction, good demand coming our way. So far, we have not seen any squeeze anywhere.
Got it. And specifically with respect to startups which you work for or the early stage companies which you work for, any...
Actually, I think you mentioned the startup earlier also. There are not so many startups. We work with the companies who are well-funded. So it is not like they are on a seed funding or, stage one funding. Our customers are not who have seed. They are already well-funded, they are growing, they have revenue. It's not like they do not have revenue. That is not our customer franchise.
Sonal, the percentage of startups in our business is very small. There will be some, I'm not saying so. But we are very careful to deal with startups and the proportion is not very high. So you don't need to worry on this.
Understand that, sir. And sir, is there a matrix like people like us or investors who track basically in terms of days of sales outstanding, something similar, which little forward looking, which you can share, not now, maybe for the next few quarters, or similar matrix, which can help us just understand that the velocity of at which the top line is basically growing. I'm just asking.
On this AR thing, I think I have already mentioned that 55 days outstanding is in our presentation. So our ARs are well under control. And that is the, I think you are talking about from AR point of view, right?
Yeah, I was talking about
the unbilled revenue, basically similar, something similar to that.
See, unbilled and debtors we reported combined. Actually, what happens is that with the new guidelines, you have to kind of do that invoicing number and all that. So I think if you look at overall, the average AR is 55 days, or it normally is below 60, and unbilled are not very high, and this is only just because we have to close. We are as a district company, we have to close in a timely manner, so we have to close with unbilled, and within a week or so, all the unbilled are kind of billed most of the time.
Got it, sir. Okay. Understand that. And I think last call or the call before that, you mentioned that you've done some senior level hiring on the sales side. So just wanted to understand how is that ramping up? What is the subjective commentary around that? Because there's a bit of a lag between productive hiring and productivity with the sales staff. So just wanted to understand that.
Oh, this is helping us. In fact, we have invested a lot on sales and marketing activities in the last 2-3 years.
Mm-hmm.
We have done 30% growth, more than 30% growth last year. And we are kind of the way we are progressing this year. I think the growth is coming up. This is all due to the, the aggressive hiring and investment in sales and marketing we are doing. So to answer your question, that is yielding good results. And in fact, more results are yet to come. I mean, I feel that this will further, give more results.
So, just a follow-on to that, not asking for any numbers. So, any improvement in margins which can be expected given there is some overheads which are there ahead of time, can we see any improvement in margins from maybe this quarter or maybe just FY22 numbers?
That is the aim. That is the aim. I tell you, we did 14% last year.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, there are several levers for improvement in margin, as you would know. The biggest lever is utilization, which is a little bit challenging as of now, due to the efficient situation, And the utilization as of now is one of the lowest, I would say. So there is a scope of 1 or 2% improvement in that. But whether that will happen or no, I can't guarantee that. The second lever, of course, is growth. When you grow 30%, SDA are going to sweat. Okay, that advantage in 1 or 2% should be reflected. So SDA are not going to, grow in the same proportion. And the most important sector is the impact of billing rate increase. We have started asking for billing rate increase to most of our customers, and the results have been good. There has been good, the feedback from the customer. And 1.4% of this quarter revenue, if you notice, is the impact of billing rate increase. And I hope that will continue. To some extent, the increase in salary increment attrition will kind of eat away that. But net-net, it will be a positive number. And one sector which is not in our control is the exchange rate. You see, last year, 2021, exchange rate was just flat. But this year, the last year average was 73.75. And the first 4-5 months, and especially in last 2-3 weeks, we have seen 77.50 and all that. That factor is not in our control, but as of now, seems to be going in our favor only.
So, yes.
See, to be honest with you, I don't want to give a number. But 1 or 2% improvement in our EBITDA margin is not very difficult. In fact, we aim for higher, but that is something which we see. I mean, the 3-4 factor I have told you, this should help us to. I mean, we want to be, at least 2%. We want 2% improvement, and hopefully I think we are on the right track.
Got it, sir. Sure. I'll come back in the queue, sir, if there are.
Thank you, sir.
I have more questions. I'll come back in the queue. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Anyone who has a question may enter star and one. The next question is from the line of Sameer Rathi, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, congratulations to the management for excellent set of numbers. My question is regarding that couple of phone calls back, there was it was told that there will be some kind of a dividend distribution policy which will be in place in the days to come. Like something like 30 or 40% of the total part to be distributed as dividend. So my question is that have we been able to formulate some kind of dividend distribution policy?
Oh yes, we have a dividend distribution policy. and 30% to 40% or 50% is the kind of the policy states that. In fact, last year between dividend and buyback, we have shared, you know, in fact, more than that. Total 105 crore is a total number in 2021, which is shared with the investors. This is just start of the year. We have just finished our Q1. And, you know, normally, I mean, we will remain investor friendly and we'll follow the dividend distribution, which is already on our website. So we plan to do, you know, up to 50% of distribution of our surplus funds. So, I mean, that is the aim.
Thanks. And the second part is that it's high time that the company, because it's listed for a long period of time, but so far no bonuses on like bonuses are not on offer. So are we looking forward for some dilution in that aspect?
The bonus is something, to be honest with you, we have not given too much thought to this. Our share price is not very high, raised to 250 or so, whatever. So as of now, the bonus, it has not been discussed, but I think that's a good suggestion. We will discuss internally with the board and think of that.
Thanks.
We'll take a next question from the line of Abhay Jain, a retail investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. I'm audible?
Yes.
Yeah, good morning, sir. First, I would like to congratulate the management for one more successful quarter. Company has well rewarded shareholder over the years. This can be seen through your share price over the course of 10 years, Company has also done well on revenue front with 40% year-on-year growth. Will this growth continue over the year? And further, considering we are hearing of recession on our doors in US market, you have also touched on that in your previous question. I would like that you touch more on that. Thanks. Yeah.
Well, Mr. Bay, you have rightly said we have grown 40% year on year, 38.5% to be precise. And this growth journey should continue, we wish so. And considering the demand environment, I think we will continue this growth journey. And the US recession, as I mentioned in my previous answer to the question, as of now, we are not seeing that. We are also hearing the news, this inflation is high in the US, US dollar is appreciating and all that. So some concerns we are also hearing. But on the ground, with the IT companies, mid-tier IT companies like us, the demand is very high. We are still looking for people, as Avirajji just now mentioned. You know, if we get another 100 people in Noida, I think there is a scope for projects to be kind of deployed. So as of now, we see no issue at all.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Any participant who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Jagdishwar Topo from Japa Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Congratulations to the management team for a good set of numbers. I have a few questions with respect to your expansion plan. You know, you have gotten some kind of approval for expansion of Noida facilities. So what is the status? When do you expect it to get completed? And how much, what would be your capital expenditure? If I see the last year number from your cash flow statement of last year, the published number, it was about 28 crore. So the similar set of number would be how much for this year? And Nandji, you mentioned that 100 people you plan to hire. So 100 people would be overall this year, or how many people would, this expansion plan would get accommodated? So this is my first question.
Thank you, Mr. Jagdishwar. I think I'm hearing your voice after a few investor calls. I had not seen you in earlier, 2-3 investor calls.
I'm so sorry. You know, I have been traveling, so I have missed your call.
I remember you were there in earlier calls, but not in last 2-3 calls. Okay. To answer your question on SEZ expansion, you see, we have hired more than 800 resources in last 1 year. So we need space. So what, as a tech-friendly thing, we have expanded our SEZ facility in Noida. So the expansion we have done, close to 600 kind of facility we have expanded. Out of that, 400 resources facility, that is 32,000 square feet, is already set, and we will be getting the possession maybe in few days time, within this month itself. Another 200 is the possession is expected in next 2 to 3 months time, or a little earlier also. And to answer your CapEx, yes, you know, when you expand, you need to have more computers, more network, more and all that thing. Last year you said 28 crore. Probably, I think it will be more or less a little bit higher on site. Exact number I may not have, but I think, but we will be spending aggressively on expansion, because that is something which is required. On your last question, the 100 position I said was the open position available in Noida, which needed immediately. Last year, in the company has hired more than 800 resources, out of which 600 are hired in Noida IT itself. I mean, I think the kind of growth trajectory I have told you, we will be hiring much more than 100. The 100 number I was saying was the open position as of now. So the plan is to hire many more in line with last year's growth.
So thank you so much. That's so much reassuring in terms of your growth plan. So what is the exact hiring ballpark number you are looking at in, let's say, 1 to 2 years time, to address the growth is, the growth opportunity?
We have hired,
I mean, overall, India and abroad as well.
Sure. We have hired 84, we have added 84 plus resources in this quarter. And considering the growth pipeline, it will depend upon how our number grow. So we may not be able to give you the exact number, but within 100 to 150, maybe every quarter, it would be required, we'll be requiring the hiring to continue with our growth journey. So 100 to 150 every quarter are definitely required in each of the quarters.
And this will be mostly in India and abroad also you would be hiring?
Mostly in India, Eastern Europe also, and also in the US, of course. See, 80% of business is digital and product engineering business, which is very valuable and most profitable. And most of this business comes out of Noida facility, Eastern Europe, and the US. Most of this growth is going to come from these. I think the growth in Noida will be the maximum. Eastern Europe, number two in that order, and then US in number three. So this is the broadly, if you ask me, the maximum growth Noida, then Eastern Europe, and then US.
Thank you so much, sir. My best wishes to the management team and all your staff.
Thank you, Mr. Jagdishar. We miss you. We request you to come in each of our calls.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is a follow-up from the line of Sonal Minhas from Prescient Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. This is Sonal. I wanted to understand if you could quantify the deal wins on a quarterly basis, or if you could track that part of your release and share that with investors like other IT companies do. That is just a good way to keep track. I haven't been able to find that at one place. So it's more a question than a inquiry from my side.
We are reporting deal wins. In fact, in this quarter, we have won 10 key logos. In fact, top 5 deals, we report in our press release, page number 2. If you look at,
sir, we don't the value. So I'm talking about the
value. Value we do not give. Actually, we have not been giving. That has not been the policy so far. But I think that's a good suggestion. We will look into it.
So just, that will help just put things in perspective and complete.
We will get it. Look into that.
So that's it for my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
You may close, ma'am, if there is no other...
So there are no further questions from the participants.
Okay. You may close.
Dr. Reiki, would you like to add a few closing comments?
Thank you, everybody, for taking time to be with us today. And I also thank you for all your good questions. And have a good day.
Thank you, members of the management. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of our systems, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.